Cam, producers are right to be worried about weeds in their wheat because grain elevators are worried about what's coming in this year at harvest.
That's correct. If you look at the discounts that from the river or Fort Worth or from the Texas Gulf, those discounts are quite severe this year. They'll start say for test weight at 58 pound test weight below that. And say from 58 to 56 is about 16 to 20 cent price discount on that. If you look at foreign material, it starts at a half of a percent of foreign material, and then it goes up to 4%, and then the receiving elevators, that's the subterminals or terminals, say it's subject to rejection, so that you got to watch foreign material. And dockage. Dockage is removed from weight, and then the dockage discounts, if they're when the local elevators are shipping it, are anything above 1%.
Okay. As we get closer to harvest, everybody wants to know what's the price going to be. What's the price going to be, Ken?
Well, that's a hard call, you know, because we've seen the price drop lately. We've seen the futures contract come down 10 or 15 cents on the July Kansas City contract. We've seen the basis drop 15 to 20 cents over the last couple of weeks. And the other thing, I think they're concerned about on price is protein. And the amount of protein, the average protein on our crop is going to have a lot to do with what that price is going to be. Right now, my guess is probably, around the 380 to 390 range for the price. You know, we've been talking about 4.25. I don't think that's very likely unless the yields go down quite a bit. And it could be as low as $3.50, but I don't think that's very likely either.
Okay, so marketing strategy as we get closer to getting it to the bin. Should we be storing? Should we be forward contracting?
Well, if you right now in forward contracting, we've got another 20 or 25 cents downside risk. I think if you'll sleep better at night by forward contracting some, I'd do it. I wouldn't go overboard on that. Selling at harvest, there's 30 cents risk, just storage and interest to store it out into November. And so if you can afford that 30 cents, then I would probably store maybe a half to two thirds of it.
Okay, so pretty good strategies as we get ever closer to this year's wheat harvest here in Oklahoma.